This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale. And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And features including our webcam. You can go and watch the show if you like. And you can listen and chat all at the same time. You can chat, watch, it's all on the same page. Cam.freetalklive.com. Get you there. That's cam.freetalklive.com. By the way, our whole website, as you know, changed over to a new format in the very beginning of this year. But last night, there was another makeover, if you will, that has been applied to the front page of the site. So if you haven't been in a week or so, or in a few days at least, go and take a look at the new format for the website. The archives are no longer on the left-hand side of the page. They're right there at the top. So we've essentially eliminated a column. It used to be a four-column website. You had the left column, the main column, a right column, and then an advertising column. We've eliminated the right column, so now it's just a three-column site, much simpler look to it, and I think it looks good. And, of course, it's still free. You can still submit your own show prep ideas and video posts and the blog posts or whatever you want, and other listeners can vote them up and vote them down. Just a little bit of a reworking of the graphic design of the site. See it for yourself at freetalklive.com. Again, freetalklive.com. We will take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind, starting out going unscreened to the amp line. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Hello, amp line. Going once.
That's the problem with going on screen.
Amp line going twice. It is the problem. Yeah,
you never know.
You got to take the risk. 800-2, because I'm too cheap to pay for a phone screener. 800-259-9231. So, coming up here tonight, if we get a chance, in fact, we might just start out with it. Oh, heck. We'll start out with the topless thing, because I promised that last night. But coming up, we'll talk about secession. PressHerald.com reporting that about two dozen women marched topless recently in Portland on a recent afternoon in an effort to erase what
Oregon,
they see.
Right?
Correct. To erase what they see as a double standard on male and female nudity. The women proceeded and followed by several hundred boisterous and mostly male onlookers. Many of them carrying cameras stayed on the sidewalk because they hadn't obtained a demonstration permit to walk in the street. About 1,000 people gathered as the march passed through Monument Square, a mix of demonstrators, supporters, onlookers, and those just out enjoying a warm and sunny early spring day. After the marchers reached a park in the Old Port, some turned around and walked to Longfellow Square, but most stayed and mingled in the park. Some happily posed for pictures. Police said there were no incidents and no arrests. Can you believe that? Some people would have you believe that if women walked around without their tops on, that men would lose control. That they would go crazy and just start raping women everywhere.
They did take pictures.
They did take pictures, and maybe they went home and pleasured themselves later on. I don't know. But I think it's
kind of silly to complain about men taking pictures if you, you know.
And that was,
I don't think anyone's complaining.
Oh, they complained.
Who complained?
That was my understanding.
Really?
Somewhere
good.
In there, there's a little complaint.
The topless
it wasn't
women?
It wasn't a huge deal, but they did.
Okay, well, I don't have that particular version of this story. All I have here is it says that they posed for pictures. So clearly some of them didn't care, and they posed for pictures.
Clearly.
So if you want to be, I agree with you. If you want to take your top off in public, you shouldn't be offended when somebody takes a look or takes a picture of you.
Although I think if there is a culture shift and there needs to be that this is an okay thing, then that it'll be no big deal after a while. I mean, it's that way already
in many countries. Yeah, and it's not that big of a deal in Europe on the beach for women to be topless.
Mm-hmm.
So, except when the Americans go and take their pictures.
Oh, I'm wrong. This was in Maine. This is Portland, Maine.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh, what did you say?
Mark said Oregon, and I nodded, and I thought that was what it was. Police said there were no incidents. Nudity is illegal in Maine only if genitals are displayed. Ty McDowell, who organized the march, said she was enraged by the turnout of men attracted to the demonstration. The purpose, she said, was for society to have the same reaction to a woman walking around topless as it does to men without shirts on. And I understand her purpose. I agree. That's a good purpose.
She seems somewhat Pollyannish, though.
Right, right.
The belief that somehow, you know, you're going to march women around without their tops on and you aren't going to have stares, ogles, wolf whistles, and the like.
I think that the reason why she got that reaction was because it's so uncommon. What's happening here, because what they did was an unusual thing, it attracted a lot of attention. If they were to do this on a weekly basis, During the summertime, if women were in Portland or wherever you are were to go around without their tops on a regular basis, then it would become no big deal.
It's going to likely remain uncommon.
I understand what you're saying, Mark. It is going to likely remain uncommon because, for whatever reason, they don't want the attention or whatever, they feel uncomfortable, whatever. But if they were to do it more often, it would become common, and it would be no big deal.
Sure.
So that's why she got the reaction. I know she loves the idea of being able to just walk out with her top off and have everybody just go, whatever.
But then, you know, I had a friend tell me, someone who I respect, by the way, said that this is a cultural thing. It's not, you know, and I guess the implication, although we didn't really discuss it further, but the implication is that it's okay because it's not government forcing this on people.
That the cultural standard.
But I don't think that is, when you're talking about freedom, I don't think it's okay to just because if it's a cultural thing and it's bad, it's still something that needs to be addressed, I think.
Absolutely.
If it were a cultural thing to be, you know, disdainful of a certain, you know, if it's a cultural thing to treat one group of people differently than another group of people, I think that's something that's worth addressing.
Absolutely.
From a liberty perspective.
All the problems in life are not necessarily caused by government. It's just a good amount of them are.
I would even go so far as to suggest that statism is really more of a symptom of a cultural phenomenon, which is a culture of authoritarianism that makes that okay. I mean, without that culture, then statism wouldn't be able to thrive. You know, it's really, statism is built on a whole bunch of cultural premises, and in a sense, I think when you try to attack statism without addressing that aspect of it, you're kind of putting the cart before the horse.
Absolutely right. And so I would agree with the organizer here that ideally, it should have been that people didn't really care, but in our current culture and in the society in which we are, people are going to notice. They are going to pay attention. They are going to put down whatever they're doing. They're going to come see what's going on. It's a big deal.
Dozens of women walking around in the park with their tops off? Yeah. That's news, man.
You know, there are women that would like to be able to take their tops off. It may not be very many of them because, you know, again, a lot of women are brought up thinking that it's not, that it is nudity to have your top off. And so they feel uncomfortable to have their
top
off.
Isn't it funny to see little girls in bathing suits, like little girls?
Yeah, and there's nothing. They're no different than little boys. Little triangles of fabric
on their tops. And it's so funny. And sometimes people put them on. Sometimes they won't. And either way, it's okay. But it's almost more
you're training
weird.
Them to be uncomfortable about
right.
showing.
Yeah, that's
where it starts. And at that stage, if you put a bag over their heads, you wouldn't tell the boys from the girls. You know, there's nothing to cover there. But you're training them to be self-conscious about that. And of course, a lot of women don't want to take their tops off because they're uncomfortable now at this point to take their tops off. But I'd like to be in a culture where they could and not feel
absolutely.
Uncomfortable about it. And I'd like to be in a culture where we don't raise them to be ashamed of and sexualize a part of their body, which shouldn't be. And,
but it's nice for us, the guys, to sit here and say something like that. And I agree with you completely, Dale. We can sit here all night and spout off about how great we think a society would be. But unless the women are ready to be in that society, unless they're ready to take that step and start being seen without their tops on, you'll never get there. So if this happens once in Maine and then it doesn't happen again, or in Keene, New Hampshire, it happened here last year. We had one young lady walk down the street with her top off. It was
surrounded by dozens of guys with their tops off.
No, I wouldn't say dozens, maybe about half a dozen. But it wasn't as big of an event because Keene is not as big of a place as Portland, and it wasn't well publicized in advance. It was just a spur of the moment thing. She just decided to go with it and take a walk downtown with her top off. She ended up being arrested. The police dropped the charges and later on actually admitted that they never should have arrested her. That was one of the very rare times the police actually said they were sorry for arresting somebody. It was very unusual how they ended up responding to that, because it's apparently not illegal to walk around with your top off.
There was quite a struggle going on the radio where he was trying to, or on the
between
phone,
the
actually, a cell phone, where he's talking to us, superior, and trying to figure out whether he should actually do anything.
Yep, so they turned her loose, but that's the last time that it happened. It was toward the end of the summer. Will we see it happen again? I don't know. And there's nothing that we can do. We just watch and show whatever level of support we can as people that love freedom. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years' experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you. If you like the program and you want to help support the show, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You just start your shopping there. It's that easy. Amazon, you know them, the world's largest internet retailer with dozens of categories in which you can shop. And you can even buy used items if you want to save a few extra bucks. But if you're buying brand new, you may get free Super Saver shipping because that's available on a whole lot of their items. Amazon.freetalklive.com.
When it comes to personal protection, do what top police, military, and civilian self-defense instructors get for themselves, their families, and what do they recommend for you? It's the Tiger Light non-lethal defense system. You can go check it out at tiger.freetalklive.com. I've got one, and it is awesome little device. It's a super bright flashlight integrated with pepper spray, so you have it right with you when you need it. Tiger.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls about what you want. Kurt is in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kurt.
Hi, guys.
Kurt, what's on your mind tonight?
I was going to talk about a funny bureaucrat run-in, but the breasts distracted me.
Yeah, they do that.
What I think the women who want to take their tops off need to understand is breasts are a visual sexual signal. They're going to get ogled by people. Somebody's going to ogle. And if they can get past that, I think we're done.
Yeah, well, I mean, some people would point out that other parts can be sexy. A neck or an ear, hand can be sexy as well, and that those are not covered up.
Have you seen the thread Perfect Butts or whatever on the Free Talk Live VBS?
Excellent Breasts, that
excellent
one?
Excellent Butts. That's it, in Butts.
I've not seen the butts thread. Dale, have you seen that one?
I've actually glanced at it, even though it's female butts.
Oh, it is mostly female? Okay.
You don't have any guy butts on there.
Poor Dale.
Bunch of sexist, nothing but girl butts on there.
Absolutely sexist, except for one image, which is just plain gross.
Okay.
Someone did post a thread ruiner that is just plain gross.
That tends to happen over at the Free Talk Live BBS. It is virtually unmoderated, so people will put in gross things. So what was your point?
If I may go back to what I was going to say.
Yes, sir.
I lived in Massachusetts for a while. And I ordered a trailer, yeah, I know, but I got out. I then moved to California, and the difference was striking. I mean, in Massachusetts, you can say anything you want, you can think anything you want, just don't diss a cop or they'll kill you.
Hmm.
And when I got to California, there was the whole PC thing, politically correct speech, politically correct thinking was in full bloom, and it was amazing. It was so much more repressive.
Wow.
Massachusetts, you know, obey, and you're cool. They don't care what you're thinking as long as you do what they tell you. But California, it mattered what you were thinking, and that was nasty.
Hmm. I never heard anybody compare Massachusetts and California before. It's very interesting.
Oh, I used to do that. I lived in both, and I was comparing to the two different kinds of snobbery. Like in California, he's comparing the authoritarianism of the two, and in California, yeah. I noticed the snobbery was very shallow. It was all about what kind of car you drive and what kind of clothes you're wearing and what kind of cool haircut and if you have washboard abs.
I noticed that when
whatever.
I was in California, too. The people seemed very, very, very concerned with materialists and that
their appearance and their style and all that stuff. And where you go to Massachusetts, and there's some of that, too, but it's different. You know, there's an intellectual snobbery in Massachusetts, I felt like.
That might also be the difference between new money and old money.
Maybe,
Massachusetts has a lot of old money.
Yeah, I think the sense in Massachusetts was you needed to be a certain kind of, you need to be interested in the right things and kind of had, you know, it was an intellectual snobbery and I, you know, if you weren't following the right political topics and different things, then, you know, that was.
Whereas in California, it's more about being pretty, would you say?
Yeah.
So any other thoughts for us tonight?
I was living in Massachusetts and I bought a trailer. Through mail order. And, of course, since it was out of state, I didn't pay any sales tax on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think about it, of course. Very few people do. And I let it go, and I let it go. And I finally built the bloody thing, and I went to order. I went to register it. And it had been more than a year.
So you ordered parts for the trailer, and you had to put it together yourself?
No. There's a. I don't know if I should mention the business name, but they sell utility trailers. One kit utility trailer, $250.
Wow.
Four feet by 8 feet, put on your own plywood, bolt it together, and go.
Got it.
Well, so I went to get a plate. Being a law-abiding person that I, I try to abide the laws they're going to get me for.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Understandable.
So I go to register the trailer, and I'm standing in line, get up to the guy, and I say, okay, here's my sales receipt, here's the serial number off the machine, give me the plate. And he turns around, he starts typing away, and he hands me a bill. And it's got the tax, the sales tax for the sale, the interest on the sales tax for for the sale from more than a year ago.
Oh, my God.
The fine for not having paid the sales tax within a year, the interest on the sales tax for not having paid sales tax fine within a year, and then the cost of registration.
So wow.
It was like more than $100 for something that should have been $15. And I looked at the bill. I looked up at the guy, and there's a line behind me, and I hope they heard me. I said, are you trying to tell me I had to pay sales tax? It was mail order. There wasn't any sales tax. He said, oh, yeah, on everything mail order.
So some little old lady. Yeah, California expects you to report.
This was Massachusetts. Massachusetts.
Okay.
Yeah, so I said, so some little old lady who 25 years ago bought a set of Ginsu knives over the TV owes you her house? And he looked at me and he nodded and said, yes.
Wow. That's amazing.
As much as I, intellectual curiosity, I'd love to know what a $10 price tag would have done in sales tax over 25 years and the fines and the fees
with the
and
interest,
all that.
Yeah, interest.
It would be interesting, but I don't want to know because it would be me.
It's crazy. Thank you for sharing that story. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, I've been holding that for a while till I had a chance to call in.
Well, hopefully you'll be able to. How are things in North Carolina comparatively to Massachusetts and California?
Well, right now we've got a pollen storm. According to the State Department of whatever the heck, it's 3 to 10 times as much pollen as normal. A cold winter and a snap to an 80-degree spring, and the pollen is just hideous out here. But it's all tree pollen, so there's no sneezing, just itchy eyes. And a quarter-inch of layers of green everywhere.
Well, good luck out there, and thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
The pollen on there, that pollen he's talking about is the kind you can see is too big to get, to affect the receptors that trigger allergies.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I hear that usually there's pollen in the air that's not visible along with it.
I imagine so. I was listening to the intro to the Complete Liberty podcast today. The most recent episode of West Bertrand's Complete Liberty, and I guess he was in court recently for some sort of traffic thing. And just kind of on the topic of government bureaucrats being really honest, that last government bureaucrat saying, yeah, we'll take your house for a $10 bill that you didn't pay for.
That you
years.
Owe it.
This judge, this government rogue person, literally told Wes Bertrand on audio recording, told him that this is extortion. Wes asked if this was extortion. The judge said that it might very well be, that he couldn't really answer that question. Judge basically said, yeah, we're extorting you from $250. More coming up. You can bring up anything, 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, and they include our archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, they're right there on the front page of the website. And actually, they've been moved now right to the top of the page, make it even easier for you to find. At freetalklive.com, making them more prominent. Plus, if you go into our podcast, you can download all the way back to the beginning of 2009. It's all completely free, freetalklive.com. Plus, the School Sucks podcast is something you need to know about if you're looking for more great liberty-oriented audio content. You can head over to schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. It is a show about the end of government education. In fact, I'm putting together something. I got in touch with Brett from School Sucks at schoolsucksproject.com and asked him what he would recommend. Which of his shows would you recommend to put on a CD to give to middle schoolers and high schoolers? And he came up with one of his shows, and so I downloaded that episode, and I've been working on putting together a CD that can be handed to people, to young folks, specifically for here in New Hampshire. But it may end up being something that could be utilized on a wider scale because the things I'm putting on, I'm also making kind of an enhanced CD where you can put it in your computer. If you put it in an audio CD player, you'll play a track from School Sucks. If you put it in your computer, there'll be some videos that can pull up and some web links and stuff like that. So I've included Pirates and Emperors, which is a really great animated short. If you haven't seen that online, go and YouTube that.
Pirates, it is worth seeing.
Yeah, definitely. Pirates and Emperors. And
I love it. It's done in that sort of Schoolhouse Rock style.
Mm-hmm, and they do a real good job.
Yeah, it almost seems like it's was that play? You watch it and go, wait, was that played on Schoolhouse Rock? I don't think so.
If only.
It's too anti-statist to be on Schoolhouse Rock.
The only thing I wish there were true about Pirates and Emperors is that I wish there were others. I wish, like Schoolhouse Rock, and they had different episodes. Pirates and Emperors is the only one like that. So I would love to see whoever it was that did that put some more of them together. But they're not me and I'm not them. So all I can say is please put some more out. That would be great. But, yeah, I'm putting things together and going to put together a CD and hand it out to the middle schoolers here because we've started doing outreach at the middle school and high school. And that's apparently upsetting some people. Some people in the area don't really like the idea that we're targeting their children with our message of freedom.
I love that someone implied that there's like an attempt at brainwashing. When the government school has these kids by law for like 8 hours a day, 9 months a year for the early 12 very impressionable years of their life.
13 years in many cases.
Yeah. So they've got them like a captive audience to whatever they want to shovel into their heads and all the indoctrination training and make them raise their hands to freaking go to the bathroom.
Yep.
And
stand
all
in
this
line.
Stuff. And
quiet
then,
when they turn on the lights.
But if you stand out there with a sign that just shows them a website they can go to if they want to, you know, stand out there for a few minutes once a week. You know, and we're not going to send truant officers to their house if they don't go read the website, you know.
No.
So, but that few minutes of brain, that few minutes of holding a sign is you know,
outrageous.
How dare you try to brainwash these children?
Yep.
And that just shows how out of touch, you know, that's the mindset that we're dealing with.
Well, I thought that they made a pretty good point when they sort of paralleled the 420 activism and the high school, middle school outreach together, and it's essentially what they're doing is they're saying that the people that are doing the drug activism are trying to recruit our kids, and it's like a parent's worst nightmare, which
statement.
Is an evangelical drug dealer, you know, like an evangelical free drug dealer, you know, because that's the only thing that's going to really work for kids, because why would drug dealers want to get kids as customers when kids don't have any money?
Well, young teenagers have plenty of money, but the younger teenagers that aren't working shouldn't.
Yeah.
Sure. So, I mean, I think that they've made some interesting – they've made a very good point when
it's a true statement, but I'm sorry. I'm not going to tone down my activism because some people have a problem with cannabis. Because that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about how here in Keene, New Hampshire, there are at 4:20 every day in the afternoon, which, by the way, happens right next to the middle school. I mean, almost right next to it.
Yeah, it really does.
Not adjacent immediately, but a couple hundred feet away from it, I would say. It's within visible distance, but it doesn't happen at the same time. Kids get out of school at 2:20 in the afternoon.
Most of the participants are locals, though. They're not even
most of the 4:20.
Yeah, people. I mean, it was started, I think, by a free stater. A free stater started it, but very quickly it just caught on and locals took it over. I mean, it's a local event now.
So the accusation is true. Yes, some of the same people who have been seen at the 4:20 events, myself included, are doing the outreach to middle schoolers and high schoolers in this area. Of course, high schoolers have come out to the 420.
Yeah,
events,
right.
They're more concerned.
So it's working.
I think they're more concerned with it wasn't because we were at their high school. It was because their friends told them about it. Because high schoolers smoke pot. I don't know if you knew that. Anyway,
it's easier to get than alcohol because it's illegal.
Yeah,
so, I smoked pot in high school. I can tell you that.
So did I. So middle schoolers, though, it's kind of a newer thing. We've been doing the high school outreach for a number of weeks. Now we've moved into middle schoolers. I was inspired by Ernie Hancock from Freedom's Phoenix to start doing this. And so their accusation is correct. I have been to the 420s and will continue going to them. So I have been seen there and will be seen there. And I'm seen outside the middle school. But I'm also on television, too, sometimes in the area. And I'm on the radio. So, I mean, your kids can come across this message. Freekeen.com is attempting, it was my website, and Dale's one of the bloggers there as well. But Freekeen is attempting to reach out to as many people as we can. We've got newspapers. You know, we've got radio shows. Dale, you've got anarchyinyourhead.com. I mean, we've got all kinds of different ways to get out to people. And we're not really concerning ourselves with avoiding young people. In fact, we are targeting
we shouldn't
young
avoid
people.
Young people. I mean,
there's no reason to target young people.
Yeah, I mean, just with messages. And again, you know, the young people should start having opinions right now about freedom issues, including things like the drug war, which isn't to say that, you know, that doesn't mean they should go out and start using drugs.
No.
I'm certainly not. I don't think so. But they should start forming opinions about things like the drug war. That's a big issue.
And they shouldn't be lied to. You know, they shouldn't be told lies, which is what they are. That's the DARE class. I mean, that's essentially what happens here. And any parent that gets upset at the fact that people are out front of their kids' school holding signs and passing out stuff, any parent that gets upset about that, well, too flippin' bad. You're sending your kids to government school, which means that they are subject to being approached when they're leaving the school.
If I'm responsible for paying for your child's education, I should have some kind of say in what it is. Doesn't that seem fair?
Absolutely.
If not, get your hand out of my pocket. Get your stinking middle-class welfare grubbing hand out of my pocket.
We're not encouraging people to smoke pot. We're just reaching out to them with a message of freedom on a website that covers a lot of different issues. Freeteen.com is not exclusively a cannabis website. We're in favor of all drug legalization and a whole bunch of other issues. A lot of freedom issues are discussed over at Freekeen.com. So, I mean, it's ludicrous to say that one thing is necessarily directly connected to another. It's just, it's tangentially connected
But if that's what the Free Staters are known for in town, and I think that to a good extent that that's true.
Good.
Because it's probably been their most successful outreach.
Take your kids out of government school, then, if you've got a problem with it. Homeschool them, send them to some private school where we're not going to be able to reach out to them. That would be your best solution. Or, like you say, Mark, how about you just stop taxing me for these government schools, and you won't see hide nor hair of me in front of them ever again. I solemnly swear that if I don't have to pay government school tax, I will no longer do any school-related outreach on
the
school.
That sounds like a good deal.
Does to me, too.
It won't mean I won't hand your kid a flyer if they're out downtown or something
But they gotta, we'll find, you know, but you got to let us all out of it because someone else will come and do it.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one of the things that's going on around here, and it's been fun, and people are getting uppity about it. And, you know, as Gandhi said, first they ignore you, and then they laugh at you, and then they fight you, and then you win.
Yep.
So at where on that scale, and I'm not saying Gandhi was, necessarily right every single time in the order of things. But
if you look at historically, though, that seems to be there seems to be a trend.
I think so. Where is getting upset about people reaching out to your children on the scale of ignore you, laugh at you, fight you, win?
I'd say that's about number three.
You think that's fighting? Is that fighting?
Yeah, it's getting there.
We're if we're not at three, we're darn close.
Darn 2.5, something like that.
We're at 2.5 at least.
I like it, and we've barely even begun. I mean, we're talking about a point in time.
Yeah, I know. We're just the early pioneers. There's a lot of people following us. So.
And I know that makes them very upset. That whole idea that this is just the beginning. Like whenever the status quo people start getting upset about
the comments in there, like trying to scare us off.
Right.
You better not come here.
I always make the statement, hey, we've got more coming. Get ready because the fun's just starting here. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231 tonight. 9-9-9231 tonight. Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. So enjoy those on us. And those features include our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo, show they are indeed listeners of this program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. And you can also have, if you're a lady listener, you can also submit a validated video. And validated means that you're showing in the video or photo that you are a listener of the program somehow. Usually it's holding a sign or doing something maybe a little more creative. Over at shrine.freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. That allows you to take control of the airwaves. Coming up, we'll talk about secession. But first, over in Northern Virginia, Radley Balco from Reason.com reports that last November, along the roadside of Richmond Highway, a major thoroughfare in Fairfax County, Virginia, a police officer shot and killed David Masters, an unarmed motorist, as he sat in the driver's seat of his car. Masters, who was bipolar, was wanted for allegedly stealing some flowers for a plant from a planter, clearly worthy of being shot. He had been given a ticket the day before for running a red light and then evading the police officer, though in a slow and not particularly dangerous manner. By the way, this story
Yeah, because if you got a ticket rather than drug in for evading a police officer, it was in a slow and not particularly evasive manner.
By the way, this story brought to you by copblock.org. In January of this year, Fairfax County Commonwealth's attorney Raymond Morrow announced through a press release that he would not be filing any charges against the officer who shot Masters. The shooting, according to the attorney, was justified due to a furtive gesture by Masters that suggested that he had a weapon. The only eyewitness to the furtive gesture was the police officer who pulled the trigger. There exists a dash cam video of Masters' shooting. There are also police interviews of other witnesses in the police report itself, but the public and the press are as unlikely to see any of those as they are to learn even the officer's name. That's because the Fairfax County Police Department, along with the neighboring municipal police departments of Arlington and Alexandria, are among the most secretive, least transparent law enforcement agencies in the country. And local political leaders don't seem particularly concerned about it. Fairfax County hasn't charged a police officer for an on-duty shooting in 70 years. Perhaps that's because no officer there has ever merited charges through a use of force, but it could be also because local cops and prosecutors have too cozy a relationship. The point is, we don't know. Fairfax police have cut off inquiry and second-guessing by simply denying public access to any relevant information. So much for the idea of open government.
Yeah.
Michael Pope, a reporter who covers Northern Virginia for the Connection newspaper.
I mean, if you want transparent government, then you need to have the enforcement arm of government. Where the rubber hits the road, that needs to be very, very transparent.
Absolutely, but they'll just do whatever they want. And what are you going to do about it? NPR affiliate WAMU filed a series of open records requests with the Fairfax Police Department related to the Master shooting. All of them were denied. Last month, he asked Fairfax County Police Public Information Officer Marianne Jennings why her department won't at least release the incident report on Master's death, given concerns raised about the shooting. Let us hear that concern, Jennings shot back. We're not hearing it from anybody except the media, except individual reporters.
It's not like you're listening to the public. I mean, what does everybody have to do? Do 100,000 people have to write letters?
Apparently, that's what she's saying here. You're just the media. You're not good enough. We need to hear from a bunch of more people before we even consider releasing anything.
It's crazy.
That's an astounding answer, says Balco. Except the media, that's exactly who you would expect to file the most open records requests. When asked why her department won't even release the name of the officer who shot Masters, Jennings got more obtuse. She responded in her reply, "What does the name of an officer give the public in terms of information and disclosure? I'd be curious to know why they want the name of an officer."
Crazy. So they can watch out for this madman that shoots people that steal flowers out of planters.
Well, for starters, because he's a government employee, says Balco, paid and entrusted by taxpayers with the rather serious power to arrest, detain, coerce, and kill. And he recently used the most serious of those powers on an unarmed man. Releasing the officer's name would allow reporters to see if the officer has been involved in other shootings. Betcha he has. Tends to be that the cops with the itchy trigger fingers, unless they're a rookie or something, have been involved in this stuff in the past. Perhaps there have been prior disciplinary measures or other citizen complaints against him. It would allow the media to be sure the Fairfax County Police Department has done an adequate job of training him in the use of lethal force. Of course, Jennings, the bureaucrat, knows that journalists, or anyone else for that matter, can't access any of that other information either. The default position of the Fairfax County Police Department, says Pope, is to decline all requests for information, and not just from the media. When a member of the county SWAT team shot and killed 38-year-old optometrist Sal Colosi Jr. in 2006, it took nearly a year plus legal action to get the agency to release its investigation of the shooting even to Colosi's family. Colosi, who had been suspected of wagering on football games with friends, was also unarmed when he was killed. In a state with comparatively favorable open records laws, the Professional Journalism Association Investigative Reporters and Editors ranks Virginia the fifth most transparent in the country. The police departments in Fairfax, Arlington, and Alexandria have managed to get away with interpreting that law in a way that allows them to remain almost completely opaque. The reporter told Balco in a phone interview, quote, "Part of my daily routine when I worked in Florida was to drive to the police station to get a copy of the previous day's incident reports. I was just dumbfounded when I started working in Virginia. They rejected all of them." Here in Keene, they actually post them to the Internet. So, I mean, it's like a completely different world. The police agencies even rejected requests for incident reports about arrests for which the same department had put out a press release. Pope wrote a remarkable article last month for Northern Virginia's Connections newspapers detailing the police blackout, quoting a number of local public officials whose definition of oversight is apparently no more than how tall people view the world. "I don't think we have to justify it," said Police Chief Earl Cook. He told Police Pope of his department's refusal to release information. "A lot of things can be said about transparency. That doesn't make it effective."
We don't need transparency in law enforcement.
Why should they? They get your money anyway, so what the hell does it matter anyway? Invoking a phrase, it's not like you're going to stop paying them, so they'll just do whatever they want, and you can just cry about it in your newspaper articles. Pretty much that's their position.
It's pretty accurate, too.
Invoking a phrase traditionally used to refer to government censorship, Fairfax's Jennings told Pope that releasing police reports to the press would have a chilling effect on victims and witnesses coming forward to report crimes. Though, as Pope noted in another piece, that doesn't appear to be the case in nearly every other police department in the country. When Pope asked Jennings what evidence she has to support her theory, she replied, "I don't know if there's evidence or not. All I have is what our investigators and what our commanders and the police department believe." Don't look to elected officials to correct any of this either. Arlington County Board Member Barbara Frivola told Pope, "I'm in the corner of trusting our police department. If they push back, I'm not going to override them, and I don't think I could get 3 votes on the board to override them either. Gee, why might that be? Either they're buddy-buddy with the police department and, the good old boys network, or they're afraid of the police department and would never cross them. It's one or the other, right? If you're talking about these government bureaucrats, these board members that theoretically would have the power to, say, hire and fire the police chief or something like that, the reason they're not willing to do anything is because they're either buddies or they're just scared S-less. If they push back, I'm not going to override them," she said. And then there's Alexandria Commonwealth attorney Randolph Sengel, who fired off an indignant letter to the editor in response to the article, calling Pope, the journalist, well-reported piece, a rant that was thinly disguised as a news story. He wrote that law enforcement investigations and prosecutions are not carried out for the primary purpose of providing fodder for this paper. Mocking the media's role as watchdog for government officials, he added, "The sacred right of the public to know is still barely governed by standards of reasonableness and civility." As if those two adjectives were incompatible with a journalist inquiring about the details of a government agent's fatal shooting of an unarmed man. Sengel's concluding paragraph is worth excerpting at length to give a better feel for a certain type of official contempt for disclosure. He wrote, "The most offensive theme of this article is the notion that law enforcement agencies decline to release these reports to protect their own or to conceal corrupt behavior. Believe it or not, the reporter and his colleagues are not the last true guardians of truth and justice, the attainment of which does not hang on unfettered exercise of journalistic zeal. Last time I checked, there were multiple safeguards in place to assure the integrity of the criminal justice system. Conscientious and dedicated judges, prosecutors, public defenders, and law enforcement officers work in a system which is as transparent as it needs to be.
And monopolistic, so we don't have to worry about competition getting involved.
Constrained by reasonable and appropriate limitations, which are there for the greater good, not for purposes of playing hide the ball."
Well, hide the ball. Hide the dead guy.
If the attorney says so, then it must be true, right? I mean, hey, these are dedicated judges, prosecutors, and public defenders. They're working in a system that's as transparent as it needs to be. Why are you, members of the public, why are you getting so uppity? Why are you so curious about this? I mean, we're here taking care of things. We're protecting you. We're putting our lives on the line every day, trying to keep you safe, and you just want to ask questions.
Right. We shot the flower picker to keep you safe.
I want to get into his paragraph here in a little more detail in a moment. Just kind of to dig into the attitude of these people. Hour number 2 is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.